Issues about political advertising on the internet are being raised after a complaint was made to the Florida Election Commissions about Scott Wagman's ads on Google and Facebook. The St. Petersburg mayoral candidate has been accused of violating state campaign laws because those links on those sites do not indicate who is paying for them. But as Wagman says, election law is unclear about these new wave of ads.
We believe it's a strong First Amendment rights, freedom of speech issue, because a large component of the population now gets most of their information on the internet. All we do by putting up a Google link, you don't pay for anything with that link. It's not an ad. That's step one. If you click on it, that is when it becomes a revenue-generating thing for Google, and it flips over to a fully disclaimed, properly done website or pitch. We see huge First Amendment issues here. We are contemplating what to do. Part of me says, I really want to fight this because of the First Amendment right thing, and I just, bluntly, I think it's an absurd charge.
But Wagman has to decide whether it's worth taking the time to fight the issue with the 10-candidate race to replace Rick Baker now reaching a fever pitch, with numerous debates scheduled before the September 1st primary election. Wagman says he first learned that there was trouble with his ads about 3 weeks ago when he received a certified letter from the Florida Elections Commission. He said he was presented with a couple of options on how to respond.
One is to sign a consent order, which is a couple pages. It just says you'll stop doing it, and you say you're sorry, and you pay them a $250 fine, and it's over. The second option is to contest it, just keep doing what we're doing, say that we think they're wrong, and risk $1,000 per violation fine if we lose. And we are still weighing that. We have about another week to decide what direction we're going to go.
Dan Smith is an associate professor of political science and the interim director of the political campaigning program at the University of Florida. He says there's definitely ambiguity in the state law and believes the state legislature will need to address such link-through ads, which will probably only increase in the future.
There's also a difference in terms of what is going on at the federal level. Federal law allows for these, so we have a discrepancy between the federal statutes that govern the web versus that going on in Florida and other states. So I suspect we're going to see some type of exemption in the future.
The Florida Election Commission's request for Wagman to pull down his web ads have already had a chilling effect. A candidate for the state legislature in District 47 named Christopher Mitchell began running search ads on Google last Friday, but pulled them down late Monday after reading about Wagman in the Wall Street Journal. University of Florida political science professor Dan Smith said he thinks Wagman could have left his ads up.
Had he just taken down vote for Scott Wagman or Scott Wagman for mayor or support Scott Wagman, I think had he just put Scott Wagman up there with no other identification, that you know maybe people would click on it and get the kind of bump in name recognition that he was looking for.
The complaint against Wagman was filed by Peter Sorsch, the somewhat notorious St. Petersburg-based political consultant who was fired from mayoral candidate Jamie Bennett's campaign back in May. Sorsch allegedly distributed baseball tickets along with a request for campaign contributions for Bennett. He previously had been convicted of grand theft. But as far as mayoral candidate Scott Wagman goes, the story has only boosted, not hurt, his campaign.
Peter has made a career of being paid by opponents to mess up other people's races. He's already taken down one of my opponents who clearly did some illegal things. We're not worried about Peter. In fact, we're thinking about sending Peter a nice set of flowers or something for the benefit he gave us in the huge publicity that we have garnered from this case. It's been on all over TV. We're in the Wall Street Journal. You call. So we thank Peter for his involvement. Basically, Peter's just a muckraker.